Hello?
Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Who's this?
This is Joe Wilson. How are you?
Oh, Joe.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm getting so many robocalls. I almost hate to pick up the phone.
You're getting a lot of calls?
In 2 hours yesterday morning, I got four calls from the same company.
From which company?
It was Spectrum and AT&T.
Oh, okay. Well, they might be asking you to go for their golden plan, their silver plan, something like that. Their marketing.
Well, probably they are, but I time of day. They probably call 20 times a week.
Oh my
And
God.
it gets
That's a
annoying.
hassle, isn't it?
It is, because you got to stop what you're doing, because you don't want to miss an important call. So
Absolutely. Well,
I'm sorry I was short with you there,
oh no. Well,
but
that is okay. You do not even have to say sorry. I completely understand how it gets. It even gets with us over here as well. AT&T, Spectrum, and Verizon keeps on calling us, and we're like, "Whoa, we're a whole company ourselves. So why are you giving us marketing?"
yeah, I don't know where they get their phone numbers, how they get them, but
Yeah, they get it through different kind of formats. Like wherever you sign up, all right, they sell all of that information to companies.
I see.
Yes. So how's your day going on? How are you today?
So far, so good.
All
Gonna
right,
do
well that's
some gardening today. We're getting some good weather here.
Oh, well that's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome.
Well,
Yeah.
it's been so wet in Minnesota, haven't had a chance to do much.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Got a lot to clean up from the winter.
I understand completely. Well, it's 61 degree Fahrenheit over here in California.
Yeah, we won't get above 55 today, they say.
Where it's 65 and it might 61, it might go to like what 75?
Wow.
Yes. So my apologies for disturbing you on a weekend. My sincerest
No
apologies to you.
worries.
All right, well I just wanted to provide you with an update, all right, because I do work on Sundays or Saturdays, only me and some of my staff, to ensure that everything for our clients is on progress and we keep on doing good for them. All right.
Okay.
So a revised version of the website itself with the whole content will be sent out to you by Monday, as my team is working on it right now. All right, we do got your hosting provider with us as well. All right, and we're configuring your hosting onto Google. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I just wanted to have a little information. Like, do you have a profile over Google? Or do you have anything, like if I type in your name, Jack Scott Mysteries, does it shows with any kind of profile with Google or no?
I don't think so.
Well, but you're spending money on your distributor, right? Who distributes and who does marketing with your book? Correct?
Well, I'm which book do you mean? The one book we put online, and then the other one isn't quite finished, so I'm down to the
Well, the one
last three
book.
chapters.
Well, the one book that you got.
Yeah.
First Family.
Well, I haven't done much lately to advertise.
Well, your book is not a confession of murders. That's not your book, right?
Yes.
Is that your book or no?
Oh, no, my book is called
First Family.
First Family, yes.
Well, if I'm typing it on Google for Jack Scott Mysteries, a confusion of murders is coming up. your book, First Families, is not even coming up on the second or the third page of Google. Oh, you have a cat.
Oh, we have a cat that won't shut up.
It happens. I do have a cat. I do have a cat as well, and they can get really, 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 you know, annoying sometimes.
Indeed they can. Our cat's about 20 years old now. I don't know how much longer she'll hang on.
Uh-huh. Well, that's not a problem. All right, well, I was just going through because I really work closely with my client, all right, to ensure that if I'm providing them a service, it should go ahead and give them some kind of advantage, right? That is the reason that you're spending money, right?
Yes.
It's not about
yes.
just getting a website, all right? It's about so people know who Jack Scott Mysteries is and what is the book First Family. It's not about just setting up the website and setting up the book over there. It needs to be known as well. But all of the hard work and all of, and how many days did it take to complete the book? A month or two, I suppose?
Or three.
3 months. It took you 3 months to just go ahead and write the book. All right. And if
yes.
it is not coming up on Google, all right, like First Family, Jack Scott Mysteries is your name. All right. And someone, if I type in Jack Scott Mysteries, someone else is coming up. Well, don't you think that is something that you should work on? To get the website and your book known over there?
Yes. I've seen that too. There's someone else who wrote a book and
yes.
used the same name.
Yes. So don't you think that you're losing your credibility, your hard work, your hard-earned money over this? Just a little thing?
So what are you proposing?
Well, I'm proposing over here that your website is there, all right?
Yeah.
All of the book has been set up on the website for you. It is being
yes.
optimized, but it is not connected through Google, all right? Because the previous website that you made, all right, it was connected, but we need to go ahead and take that down, all right, and set this website up over there. We need to go ahead and get in contact with Google, all right, with the team of Google, and let them know, like, hey, we have different Jack Scott Mysteries, and this is the book, all right? And if someone is typing in Jack Scott Mysteries, First Family from Jack Scott, the real Jack Scott, should be there, all right, and not someone else. You do
yes.
have a Facebook page, all right? That's really good, all right? But it needs to be connected to Google, all right? That's what I'm proposing, all right? So your hard-earned...
Yes.
So your hard-earned work and all of the things that you have done, all right, could be getting some credibility out of it and not just wasting
mm-hmm.
your time, our time, and all of the money as well. What do
yes.
you think about that?
Well, I hear what you're saying, and I'm sure you're right.
Well, yes. Because if someone types in Jack Scott Mysteries, there should be a panel coming up on the left side of Google. There should be your picture or your book's picture over there, First Family. All right? The book should be renowned by Google itself. All right? If the book and if the website is not connected through Google, how will you think that people will be able to go ahead and find it out? You're
yeah,
not going to go ahead
yeah.
and let them know by word of mouth, will you? No, of course not. This is all digital. It's 2022. Nobody
yeah.
goes by word of mouth now. They all go by, like, okay, what is your website? Let me just go and search it on Google. First thing you hear is Google. So because I work really, really close to my clients and I take them as my own, all right, so that is the reason I'm putting in my time on a Saturday, all right, to ensure that you are getting something out of it, not just wasting your time. Do you remember I proposed you something about the SEO?
Yes.
And I proposed you a quote over that, and I quoted
yes.
you around, like, what, $1,100 or $1,000 maximum? Do you remember?
Yeah, I thought it was less than that even.
Yeah, it might be for 800 700 or 600, I think.
Maybe that 800 sounds right.
$800 I quoted you, correct?
Yeah.
All right. So how about, all right, we go ahead and get it all done for you with the Google profile and the Google linking to your book and the website itself for $600. What do you think?
You know, at one point, you said to me, I guarantee there won't be any costs after this.
Absolutely, I did. All right, absolutely,
yes.
I did. I am not denying that. All right, but
yeah.
I told you that before because of the SEO that it might come up after that. All right, because hosting is something that was required, sir. I'm not that if there is no hosting server, then the website will not be able to go live because the website that you had previously, it was with WordPress.com and not the WordPress platform itself. Now we're creating a website on a platform of WordPress itself. So once someone searches it on over Google or anything like that, it should come up over there with the domain name. Otherwise, the website that you were using before was asking people to sign up over there and then they can view the website and then they can download the book. Otherwise, they were not able to go ahead and view the book, not even view the website.
Yeah, okay.
So this is my proposal over to you, all right, because if there is no linking to Google, then no one will be able to find it out unless they type in the full domain name. And if they even type in the full domain name on Google, it will take them to someone else, Jack Scott Mysteries, who wrote the book, A Confusion of Murders, and they will download that, all right, and not your book. So it's a loss, and I do not think that you would like to have a loss or have someone else take your credibility, would you? That's what people do online. They take credibility of someone else. That is the reason they hire a company to go ahead and make sure that they're doing it right.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And I guarantee you this. That is, I'm saying it on a recorded call again for you. All right. I proposed it, the SEO, to you once, like earlier, and now I'm proposing it to you again because that is what I think is required and that is recommended through my team. Like, hey, if he's not going to go ahead and do it, like someone else is going to go ahead and take advantage of him. All right, Jack Scott, the real Jack Scott will never be revealed. He's running a good Facebook. All right, well, that's good for him, but he will not be able to go online or anything. It's just a website. That's nothing else.
You know, I don't have that kind of money. I'm sorry. I came up with $400 for this writing service, but, you know, I'm not bottomless. I don't have deep pockets.
Absolutely. Well, can I have your zip code? Like, what is your zip code? So I can see if you
55408.
Just give me a minute. 55408. All right. Well, usually we go, we provide discounts through different kind of regions, all right? And based on the zip codes, all right, we provide like $100 or $50 of discounts to our clients, all right, who we think that are, you know, eligible for that. And then we go ahead and provide to them. So if you can just give me like 1 minute of your precious time so I can check and we can surely come up with something. What do you think?
No, I don't have any more money. You know, when you put a package out and advertise it online, you should put all of the extra costs that will be coming along after that. So a person would know at the beginning what's required. If I'd have looked at the sum total of all the costs, I probably wouldn't have started this because I know I don't have that kind of money right now. I don't have that kind of money.
Absolutely, you're right. But we do provide website design and development on one phase, all right? And then we do have different kind of services on the same website in the services section. so people can view, like, hey, yes, after the website, it will be, this thing will be required. But because I go by my client as my own, so that is the reason I came up with it, like, hey, someone else is taking credibility of Jack Scott's mysteries, all right? And my our Jack Scott will not be there. So it's a loss.
Well, then it's a loss, because there's not a thing I can do about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is not a problem. I was just providing you with the feedback, all right, as I am the HOD of the company. All right, I was just letting you know about it, all right, because I take care of all of my clients. I just wanted to give you an update regarding the website. Like, this will be provided to you with an update by Monday, probably, all right? So you can have a review, and we can just set the website live over the internet.
All right.
Mm-hmm. But still, if you want to do that, I can see what I can do for you, if it is possible.
Yeah, if you've got a good idea, I'm open to it.
I can surely.
I'd love to do what you're suggesting. I understand the logic of what
yes,
you're
sir.
Saying,
yes,
but you know,
if I request the team if they can go ahead and link your profile over to Google for what, $250 or $300, will that be okay? I'll use half of the money myself. I will invest it with you.
Yeah, that would be okay, I guess.
Mhm. All right. So
Monday's not going to be a good day to call me. I'm getting a tooth pulled Monday morning.
Mhm. Well, I just wanted to let you know so I can deliver the website by Tuesday to you. So that is the reason
okay.
that we're working on a Saturday as well to ensure that we go ahead and provide our clients all the things we want by Tuesday.
Okay.
Yes. All right. So what I'll do is I'll invest $200 with you, okay, while you invest $300 with me, all right, and I'll get you the linking and all of the things with you for you. How does that sound?
Okay.
Sounds good?
My wife is going to cut my throat.
She will not even notice that, and she will be happy once
she
sees Jack Scott.
No, she does notice that.
Well, she will be happy once she sees you over the Google, won't she? All of your hard work done and delivered on a good notice.
The day you withdraw those funds, she'll know about it yet that day.
I guarantee you this, that she will be happy. And even I will go on a call with her as well. I will go ahead and ensure that she is all happy. Because when she's going to type in Jack Scott Mysteries, then your picture, your book, your name will be there over Google. All right? And that will be a victory for you. All right? You'll be good as me. All right? So what I'll do is I'll just go ahead and optimize all of the website for you. All right? I'll have a word, and then I will let you know over email address, okay? And do you want an email address by your domain name? Jack Scott Mystery, do you want a email address to be created? Or do you want to use the same one that you're using at the moment?
Yeah, I'd like to have separate addresses.
Mm-hmm. So do you want to use the email address that from the domain name? Like Robert@JackScottMysteries.net.
That would be fun.
Okay. Well, I'll get it created for you and send over the credentials over to you so you can log in. All right. And I'll connect that email address over to the website for you, okay?
Thank you.
All right. And I'll proceed on with the Google profile, and I will let you know with the email with the confirmation, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, and I appreciate you answering my phone over Sunday. Or Saturday. My apologies. All right. Well,
All right.
You do take care of yourself, okay?
I will. You do the same.
Absolutely, sir. It was really nice speaking to you.
We'll talk next week.
Absolutely, sir. Well, take care. Bye.
Okay. Okay, goodbye.